Hello.
Sorry, ma'am, the line got disconnected. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know that you guys are for real, so...
I do understand, ma'am, but you need to understand, ma'am, as I have shown you of the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security website, and you have made a report over there, right?
Yeah, but I've had people ring me before and they've tried to get into my bank, so I don't want to...
No, no, ma'am, we will not, we are not here to do anything like that, ma'am. We don't, and I also suggest you that never ever provide any of your details to anybody, right, in the near future as well. Never ever read out or never ever share your details to anyone, okay?
Well, I haven't. I've bought stuff online.
Yeah.
But I've never given my, I only have a certain amount that I buy stuff online, but I've never used my big bank details or anything.
That's only the reason, ma'am. So once again, could you check your IP address? Is this possible for you, ma'am? So you might get concerned regarding to that.
Yeah, I know, but how do I know you guys are for real? You could be...
ma'am, if I'm not a legal person, ma'am, I would directly, somehow I would ask you to give me your information, and I would not suggest you to don't share any details to anybody else, right?
No, but...
I've also made you a report on the Australian Cyber Security Portal, ma'am. If I'm not a legit person, why would I made you the report over there, ma'am? Because it's a genuine website, ma'am. It's not a fake website. You can, each and every time you will be going the ACSC Cyber Security Portal, ma'am. And because of your internet network has been shifted, that's the reason we are also not able to send you any legitimate mail or any cancellation reference number or any details, ma'am. Okay?
Right.
All right. Now, are you, have you open up the Google again, ma'am?
Go to Google again.
Yeah, Google, on the Google page.
Yeah.
All right. And again, type for my 1P address country and see the same things is showing up to you or it is changed, ma'am. All right.
Yeah.
MY.
Yeah.
My.
Yeah.
Give
yeah, I've done it.
All right. Now, it's still showing you the...
My 1P address country.
Perfect. Yeah.
Right.
Now, it is still showing you United States of America, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
That's the reason, ma'am. That's the reason you are not getting any notification and you cannot see the money is getting missing from your account. And what those people did, ma'am, did you order Apple gift cards online? Have you tried to order any gift cards online? That's the reason, ma'am. Because we have also received a notification about there was some Apple gift card tried to be purchased and all the gift cards... I will try to read him from United States of California, ma'am. So, if those people will be successfully able to redeem those money, ma'am, so we might not be able to track them and not be able to block those payments. So, before those people withdraw those gift card, we need to cancel up those gift card and send you a cancellation email with the gift card details, ma'am. Right?
Yes, I can.
Right.
As
now,
long
on
as
the
for real.
Beg your pardon, ma'am.
I said, as long as you're for real. Because you never know. Yeah.
I do understand, ma'am. I will help you to do each and everything, ma'am. I also suggest you that we will be monitoring the real-time security and find out the exact location of those people as well to make sure that in the near future as well, you won't be facing any sort of problem repeated back to you, ma'am. All right?
Right.
Okay. Now, ma'am, the application that you downloaded on your phone, the Zoho, the green one, is it added on your home screen? Check for that.
I think it is here somewhere.
All right. Once you check for that, ma'am, do let me know, okay? It will be added on your phone. You can check.
I don't know.
The Joho Assist Customer.
It's here somewhere.
Or you can go back to the Play Store, you can find it up there, ma'am. It will be directly give you the option for open. It will not ask you anything.
Yes, it's there. Open that.
Yeah, click on open, ma'am. Now, the Australian Cyber Security Center will be sending you a request to block those people from your IP address, all right? And they will be starting a security session for you, like there will be a spy security like the security which is not be visible, but it is working behind on your network, ma'am. So as those peep hackers are still active on your network, so they will not be aware of the security that we are trying to run, and we are trying to track them and put them behind the bars, right?
Okay, that thing that I've just spoken of.
All right. Now, what do you see?
It says that I've got an entry session key.
All right. Now, as I told you, ma'am, we have already created a security session for you. So we will be providing you a one-time security session, right? Just wait.
Right.
It might take time because it might take some time to generate, ma'am, the security session.
Right.
So it is taking a bit of time. So just be on moment. I'm providing you the security session number. Now, the security session number has been successfully generated up for you, ma'am, as you have reported the cyber security on the ACSC website, right? You have already reported for a cyber crime activity, right, ma'am?
Right.
All right. Now, on the on the session key, ma'am, type there 467.
467?
Yeah, 264.
264.
3832.
3832.
All right. Now you can see now it is in a green. It is highlighting with a join, ma'am. Right?
Yes.
All right. Click on join because the security session has been get started for you, ma'am. Okay. From now onwards, because the gift card those people try to withdraw, it have a time limit of 45 minutes. So before 45 minutes, we need to cancel up them. So that if the time will be exceed, ma'am, the funds will not be able to withdraw. They will not be available, no more available on those cards, right? So the gift card that which to purchase, all the money will be get back into you as your account, ma'am. It will be not getting out, okay?
Right. Okay. So I went to that join and now it's brought up all my applications.
All right. Now scroll all the application and go down. You can see there will be a gray circle. You need to tap on that and you need to make it red. It will be blinking red and white. Go stream down. Scroll all of your application where you can see all of your apps. Go to the very bottom. You can see there will be a circle, a gray circle, a small circle.
It's got all the names of my applications. There's no circle or anything.
Okay, can you see somewhere it says start session or start broadcast?
No, there's nothing like that.
Okay, try to scroll up your application, go down, go to the screen down, swipe your application one by one. Now, can you see there is a white, a gray or a white circle, ma'am? A small circle, a tiny circle on the bottom, it is highlighting, it's blinking, right?
No, there's nothing like that.
Okay, wait. Now, once you see all your application, can you see somewhere it says allow or accept?
It says overlay permission in order to keep using
Click on allow. Click on allow, ma'am. Because those hackers are not allowed.
I'm going to grant, wouldn't I?
Yeah, click on grant permission.
Yes. So then I'll do that and it brings up all my apps.
All right. Now, can you see a small checkbox bottom down? I have read terms and condition. There will be a small checkbox. I have read all the terms and condition.
No.
Okay, go down. Now you scroll down, you can see the small gray checkbox now, ma'am. The circle, the gray circle on the bottom down.
No, there's nothing. It's just all the names like me. YouTube, just all my files, my photos.
Okay, go down. Scroll them up and go down.
Yes. Yes.
Now on the very bottom down, what do you see?
No, there's nothing. It's just all my applications, dear.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, not an issue. Because now you understand, ma'am, those hackers are not allowing you to add a security on your network, on your IP address. Now you understand, because you might be getting an option for accept or start now or start broadcast. Nothing is coming up like that.
No. No.
You cannot find anything, ma'am?
No.
Wait.
It's got the names of all my... It's when I click into joy, I think it's Yeah, when I click in, I put that number in that you gave me, click the join button, and it says, in order to keep using Zoho as it, blah, 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 and then it's got deny or brand, so I went to brand.
Yes.
Right? And as soon as I go in that, it just brings up a tier on top. This permission allows the app to show things on top of other apps you're using. This
click on allow on the top.
But there's no allow there, darling. It's just a little bit written there.
All right. Can you see a small circle, a gray or a white circle now?
No.
Okay. You do one thing, go back to your home screen. Don't close this page, just press the home button now. Back to the home page.
Yes. Stop
now.
That.
Again, open up this app, ma'am. Go to this application and open up now.
The Zoho one?
Yeah, the Zoho.
Yeah, and as soon as I click on that, it just brings that page up with all my apps on it.
All right. Now, wait, ma'am. This application is not working on your network because those hackers are not allowing you to secure it. I'm providing you a different app, ma'am. Go back to the Play Store. Cancel up, close this app, okay? Don't open it up.
Right, close that one and go to the Play Store.
Yeah, go to the Play Store.
Yeah.
We will provide you a different application now. Now, on the Play Store, right. Type the A for Australia.
Yeah.
M for Nancy.
N for Nancy, yeah.
All right, D for Doctor.
Yeah.
All right, E for Echo.
Yeah.
All right. S for Sunday.
Yeah.
And K for Kilo, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Now search for that, ma'am. Now let me know the results. What's coming up?
It says, so that's A-N-D-E-S-K. Is that what I was to type in?
No, A-N-Y. It should be any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Oh. Any
and
desk.
The same way, ma'am, on this application, you will be getting a number. As the previous one, I provide you the number, but on this application, you will be getting a security number, okay? Now, can you see any results? It says any desk, desktop. Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, I can't see what you...
Did you click on the search on the Play Store?
Yeah, so it's brought up any desk, and it's a red button with a little diamond and then another arrow on the side of it.
Yes, click on that and install it, ma'am. Install, click on install. And it will be also give you the option for open. And ma'am, have you connected your mobile phone to any public free Wi-Fi? Like to a metro station or like you have a shopping mall and you connect to a different Wi-Fi network?
No, usually only what I've got here at home.
All right. And ma'am, make sure whenever you use your card on the device, the machine where you are using your card over the ATM or the AirPost machine, you must check the device, the machine where you are using your card, must have a logo from the Visa or a MasterCard, ma'am, okay?
Right.
Because...
Okay, so any desk is now installed.
Yeah,
so do I open that?
Yeah, click on open. Once you click on open, do let it know.
We at any desk care about your privacy, blah, whatever.
Click on OK.
Now it's brought up a KLMS agent.
Yeah, click on I have read terms and conditions. You can see the small checkbox there. Click on that and press on OK.
Right.
Now what do you see?
The controlling this device with a plug-in.
No. Don't click on that. Click on cancel, ma'am. This is the application those hackers were trying to...
Right, okay, so now it's got You could have bought the tutorial which is in the area.
Where the screen is flashing, ma'am, the circle. That each of the pills, you should be typed 3 times. The first on the top, then second on the side, then on the last bottom, right?
Yeah. It says connection status.
All right. Tap on that again.
Tap on that one.
Yeah. You can see it's still blinking there, right? It's showing you to...
Yeah. Now it's showing up a number.
Yeah, help me with the number, ma'am. That is a security number. Help me with that. This is a cancellation number, a reference number.
Right. So now what do I do?
Yeah, help me with that number, ma'am. As all the previous application, we provide you the security number, but that is not working. So we have find a different way to secure you up. So can you help me with the number, ma'am, so we send you the cancellation
number? Oh, so you want me to show you the number?
Yeah, we
don't. Okay. 781.
All right, ma'am.
427.
Okay.
6689.
All right. Now, ma'am, you will be getting a security warning because the bank server is trying to secure your network and those hackers are already getting access on your mobile phone. So the bank has get suspicious, and on your network, you will be getting a security warning because those hackers are getting removed from your network. So once you receive the security warning, ma'am, do let me know, okay?
Right.
Now,
yes.
Can you see the security warning come up on your screen, ma'am?
Yes, right.
All right. Now, you can see there will be a two-check box.
Pardon?
You can see there will be a two-check box. I am aware of this. Don't show this again. Tick on both the boxes, ma'am.
It's got a security warning. You're about to grant full control of your device.
Yeah. Can you see accept or allow?
It says I trust this call or cancel.
Yeah, click on that. I trust this call because those hackers are not allowing you to receive any notification. So you need to press on that. I trust this call, ma'am.
Right. I've done that.
Now, what do you see, ma'am?
It's got a security warning. Another person would like to access your device.
Yeah, click on accept because we are removing them. They have already get access to your network. Now you understand how you are receiving this notification, ma'am. Click on accept because they are getting removed. Click on accept. This thing should be come up to you earlier, ma'am, but you are receiving right now, okay?
It's actually got another person would like to access your device. If you accept this person can do everything that you can.
Yeah,
blah, 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 right?
This is the message, ma'am.
Yes. I'm aware of the risks. Do not show this warning again.
Yes, yes. These things will never come up you two again. You need to tick both of the boxes, ma'am. Do not show the warning.
Tick both of them. Right.
Now I can click the accept button.
Now
this will be automatically get removed. They will be not be able to get access to your network IP address anymore. Tap on.
Right. And now it's brought up incoming connection. ACSC Bank Security Server, blah, blah, blah. Permission, scam protection, other users are allowed. And then it's got dismiss and accept. Hello?